Blog Talk Radio.
Of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. It's me, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Pretty slow sports day, but you know the deal, folks. We talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And we're gonna talk about some stuff, some news and sports, and of course. We're gonna kick off with some Tebow Mania stuff here, and after that we're gonna discuss about the Knicks and how they've been doing lately, and then we'll shift gears to spring training as less than 2 weeks away. Baseball's gonna start.
Oh yeah, baseball's here.
Oh yeah. Just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost smell the grass on the field.
Yeah.
Close, man. But we'll discuss that. And let me see what else. And, lastly, talk sports entertainment. It's officially 1 week away from WrestleMania.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We'll give our thoughts on that. But, kick off the biggest news of sports easily is of course Tebow Mania. Tim Tebow, arguably the most popular backup quarterback in the game right now.
Yep.
he surprisingly gets traded to the New York Jets. I'm pretty sure everybody knows about it. I mean, unless if you've been living under a rock. And even if you were living under a rock, I mean, Flip Finster would have knocked on your door and said, "Hey, did you hear Tim Tebow's on the Jets?"
Yeah.
There's no excuse that you don't know about, you know, that Tim Tebow is now a new member of the Jets.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts on that? And then I'll give you my 2 cents.
Well, I thought it was, I don't get the move. I thought it was strange because they just signed Mark Sanchez a 5-year contract. They just did. And if they're going to bring Tebow here, Tebow has to start. I mean, according to Tebow, he said himself that the Jets told him that he's going to be competing for a starting position. So I don't know what's exactly going to happen. You know, I guess we'll see when the season starts who, you know, starts at quarterback, whether it's Sanchez or Tim Tebow. But, I mean, if they're bringing Tebow here, he's going to have to start eventually because, you know, he's the most popular player, one of the most popular players in the NFL. And you know, he's proved that he could win in the NFL, although, you know, he's got to improve his throwing and his accuracy. But, you know, I think he could help the Jets down the line. He, you know, he has some major upside. He could run with the ball. He knows how to win. And, you know, he's like he's a good Christian boy and a good example for many young kids out there who want to learn how to play quarterback and be in the NFL.
I pretty much agree with what you said. When I first heard the news, I was shocked. I mean, obviously I knew they would be going after Peyton, but Peyton, you know, played them pretty much because Peyton didn't want to have anything to do with New York, and that's the city where pretty much his brother Eli has dominated late. Which, I mean, I understand them going after him, but then again, it would have been pretty similar to that Brett Favre move, getting a guy. Peyton still seemed like he has something left, but, you know, I'm a Sanchez guy, so, you know, I support that they stay with Sanchez. That was the smarter and safer route, to go. Getting Tebow, I mean, like I've told you for months, I mean, before the postseason even ended, you know, before Giants won the Super Bowl, I was saying, you know, he's a nice guy, you know. He's a winner. I mean, he's won in college. You know, he's the type of guy you'd want on your team.
Yeah.
But when I first heard the move, I was like, what? I was surprised because, like you said, they just signed Sanchez to, like, what, at least a 3-year deal. You know, they proved that he was the guy. So, I mean, and plus the guy, I mean, his first 2 years, he took the Jets to the AFC Championship. Obviously, he's not the, you know, he's not the only reason. I mean, they were a ground and pound team. They kind of shied away from that this year. I mean, they pretty much lost their identity. And my main reason why I didn't want Tebow originally was, you know, because it would have created a quarterback controversy. You know. You know, you're having a guy like that. I mean, nothing against him, but, you know, you just said that Sanchez is the guy. But then you go after a guy who wants to start also. But, I mean, if they are really legitimately using him as a backup and, you know, to run the wildcard offense, then, you know, if they feel this will help them, you know, become a championship-caliber team, then, you know, I support it, but I don't know. I'm just kind of leery of it, you know.
Yeah.
He never has a backup quarterback, you know, been as popular. I mean, even more so than the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, if Mark Sanchez does what he's supposed to do, you know, even though, you know, he has Tebow, you know, lurking, you know, behind him. I mean, as long as he does the job, I mean, he's going to be the quarterback. So
maybe they
should
put Tebow at running back, maybe.
That's what most likely they're going to do, you know, with the when they're running the Wildcat offense, and pretty much, you know, they I mean, they do need a legitimate running back, you know, to scare fear in them.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to go after, you know, Green Ellis from Patriots, but I think he signed some other team 1 year deal, maybe the Bengals. I can't remember.
Right.
For this whole Tebow thing, so hey, they might as well use him as a running back. I mean, he got the legs. He's, you know, probably the fastest quarterback. I mean, along with Vic. So
yeah,
if you use him as a running back, as weird as that sounds, I mean,
yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be strange, definitely for sure.
But Romania, insanity.
Yep. And something that's even weirder, I don't know if you know, my listeners, you know, out there, you know, feel free to call whenever you'd like. But I don't know if they heard about this, but there was a Jet fan who died. This was in the news. A Jet fan died on St. Patrick's Day, and he predicted a week in advance that Tim Tebow would be traded to the New York Jets. And he also made another bolder prediction that this year the New York Jets will win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, that's, you know, hopefully he's right on one. Hopefully he was right on the second prediction, and may he rest in peace. He had his funeral on Friday, and they dressed him up in a Tim Tebow jersey, and his whole family and friends dressed up in Jet jerseys. So may he rest in peace, and my condolences go out to his family.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah, it is.
Very
but,
sad.
Yeah. Hopefully he's right about the, you know, the you know, Jets winning the Super Bowl, because it's long overdue.
Yeah.
But switching gears to another team.
It's
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. You're going to speak about the Knicks.
You know what? A team that, like the Jets, who haven't won since 69, this team, you know, the 68 team, they won it in the Super Bowl in 69. Now, this team we're talking about, as you just mentioned, the New York Knicks, another team that I love that haven't won since 1973. They have won six of their last seven, and yesterday they beat why is the team escaping my mind? Oh yeah, Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
And Amari Stoudemire got hurt. He had like back problems, the same problem that pretty much kept them mostly out of the playoff against Celtics last year, and pretty much left them ineffective the last two games against Celtics in the postseason. And Jeremy Lin, I think he had a leg problem, so those guys didn't play in the fourth. But speaking of championships, at the end of the game, they came back to the locker room and saw photos of the Larry O'Brien NBA championship.
Yeah, among their lockers, yeah.
That should hopefully mind these guys what they're playing for, and hopefully they could go on a run and surprise the world and bring a third championship back here where it belongs.
I hope so. They've been playing good under Mike Woodson, 6-1 under him.
Yeah.
They're playing good team defense and blowing out teams.
Yeah, except for the Raptors. But other than that, you know, they've been bringing it, man.
Yeah.
Can't complain. And another thing, Mike Woodson, if you remember, he was a member of Larry Brown's coaching staff when Detroit Pistons beat the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
2004 NBA Finals.
Yeah, I hope, you know, they could continue this run, and tomorrow night they play the Milwaukee Bucks, so that'll be a battle for eighth.
Oh, yeah. And we have, like, I think a game and a half lead over the Bucks.
Yep.
And we need to take care of business because, you know, they have the tiebreaker against us.
Yeah, we need to win that game tomorrow. Badly.
It's a do-or-die game right there. Even though we are a game and a half, but every game counts.
Yes.
And they don't want to take the 7 or 8 spot because they don't want to face the Bulls or Miami in the first round.
Well, there's not many games left, so it looks like we might have to face one of those two teams anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so unless, you know, Celtics start, you know, losing and we get that. Well, actually, we have to jump over to Celtics and who's at the 6th spot right now? I think it's Indiana, maybe.
Pacers? Probably.
Probably. So, I don't know. I think 8 or 7 is a spot that we're going to finish with anyway. So.
Yeah, most likely. And, hey, if we, you know, God willing, we go on a run, you know, we're going to have to face those guys anyway, unless they get upset.
Exactly.
I strongly doubt, so.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
I mean, I'd call me crazy, but I'd want to face the Heat.
I mean, last year I wanted to face the Heat, too.
No.
Last year I did want to face the Heat. I mean, this year, if it happens, it happens. You know, I got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we man up, you know. And we have been playing defense better, with, you know. We do, I mean, we should really show up. I mean, we should really match up good against those guys.
This yeah, year, I think
we're actually playing defense.
Right.
So.
If we show up, I mean, I think we could be any team.
Yeah, possible. I mean, the NBA is kind of weak, you know. Since this, you know, this decade really, or not. I mean, after the Spurs run and Lakers. I mean, the NBA has been pretty weak.
Yeah.
Nobody really into scary out there.
Yeah, well, the Thunder, that's a scary team right now. I wouldn't.
Well, they're a good young team. They could. I mean, that's a team that could do it. I mean, they got Durant. They got Westbrook. I mean, they got a young, exciting team that, you know, they could do it. They could pull it off.
Yeah. Bulls, they're a good defensive team. Defensively, I think they're the best defensive team in the NBA, I would say.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But we gotta. The Knicks gotta keep this momentum going, winning 6 out of 7. Hopefully, it continues tomorrow against the Bucks.
Yes, we'll see Mass tomorrow. The Garden, gonna be.
Yep. And switching to baseball news. I know you heard about this story. Jabba Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
He injured his leg jumping on a trampoline. I mean, it was really serious that he twisted his leg so bad from what I've heard that his bone, I think, was coming out of his leg and he was bleeding. They were, not only was it career threatening, they were thinking it was life threatening.
Yeah.
It really messed up.
Yeah, he had emergency surgery yesterday, and he's come out the hospital. They now told him that it's not career threatening, so he should be back by July, hopefully. But I don't think he'll be back. I don't know if he'll be back this season. I don't know, but
yeah, that's actually a lot.
Yeah, but it's possible. It's possible. You don't know. You know.
Yeah, you never know. But
yeah,
hopefully he'll. You know, he'll. You know, he'll be serious about his workout regimen and get himself back to, you know, resuscitate his career.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look how mighty he has fallen, man. This guy, like 07, 08, this guy was like, you know, the man. He was like Mariano Rivera's successor.
Yeah.
But since 09, with the Jabba rules, well, actually, it's funny. It's kind of ironic. The Jabba rule. I mean, Jabba didn't rule. They didn't let Jabba rule. You know, they took him out of a place where he was dominating, and they put him in a unfamiliar spot starting. I mean, I know he did it in the minors, but
yeah,
he has so much success as a setup guy. Why did they take him out? And then here's what was the dumbest thing about the Jabba rules that really annoyed me about the whole thing. They gave him a pitch limit like 48 pitches or 60 pitches, and he couldn't go past the fourth inning or all this stuff. I'm like, if you're a starter, you have to complete 5 innings. If you don't complete 5 innings, don't win. It's like you didn't even start.
Right, right.
They didn't give him a chance. Worst case scenario, if he has a decent game, they take him out. And look what happened.
True.
They did this to baby him so he wouldn't get hurt, and guess what happened? He got hurt, and he lost his confidence.
Yeah.
They should have never did that.
Well, you could blame the Yankees, but you could also blame Jabba. I mean, he's just had he hasn't been the same also, you know?
I blame both of them. I blame him. You know, he didn't work out as much as he was supposed to.
Yeah, and you know, their plan all along was to, he's supposed to be a starting pitcher, but you know, like, he turned out to be a great reliever. You know, that was something unexpected, but it just didn't work out. You know, as a starting pitcher, you know, he just couldn't really go. Well, they didn't let him go deep into games, first of all, but he didn't last, you know, really deep into games anyway. But you know, it just didn't work out, and you know, last couple of seasons he hasn't really been pitching that well, and he's been injured also. So maybe we'll see a comeback from him maybe this season if he comes back from this injury. But who knows?
Hopefully, that'd be a horrible way to end your career.
Yeah.
On a freak accident that wasn't even baseball related.
Yeah.
But you know, good luck to him on his recovery. But shifting gears to the other team in town, the Mets, they're gonna start their season April 5th. Home opener against the Braves, and one guy who pretty much demolished Shea Stadium in the 90s early 2000s was, of course, Larry Chipper Jones. He's going to retire after 2012.
Yep.
So I guess the Mayan calendar it was right. The end of the world is 2012. Look at this. Who would imagine? Well, I mean, Larry Jones. I mean, Chipper Jones is 40 years old, so obviously he has to, you know, retire. But he's not even gonna. He just had knee surgery, so he's gonna miss the home opener. He's gonna miss, I think, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, he won't be able to play against play at Citi Field against Mets, and so. You know, he won't be able to add on to his home run totals against the Mets, so.
You'll probably see him later in the season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know it. He'll definitely show up.
One of the best switch hitters ever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he's third all-time in against the Mets with, 45, 48 home runs.
Oh, yeah, he's a Met killer.
Yeah, only Willie Stargell. Who had 60, and Willie McCovey had more home runs than he did.
Wow.
So, but other Met news, Mike Pelfrey, Mets are trying to trade him, but so far it looks like there's no buyers. And Mike Pelfrey, I mean, normally I don't care about spring training stats, but this guy, man, he can't pitch for nothing, man. The last time he pitched good was, like, probably, like, the first half of the 2010 season. When he added a new pitch that was helping him, you know, dominate the National League. But then afterwards, once people realized he was predictable and they were ready for that pitch, it became ineffective. And ever since then, he took away that pitch.
Did you regress?
What were you saying?
He's regressed.
Yeah, he's definitely regressed. I think it was a cutter he was throwing, if memory serves me right.
Oh.
But, you know, he got predictable because he's primarily a fastball sinker pitcher. I mean, he throws in the mid to slightly high 90s, but he doesn't, he has horrible movement, and, you know, he leaves the ball up. He has horrible mechanics, so that's why he's so hittable like that. He can't strike nobody out. But now he's throwing the curveball again, the pitch he used to throw in the college when he was successful. But he's still getting his butt kicked in the minors yesterday. But today, Mets lost 12-0. Matt Harvey, one of their top picks, got beat up in the first inning. But again, this is spring training. Hopefully, but the best news out of spring training is that Santana, he looks healthy. He's pitched pretty good in spring training, except for one start. But, I mean, the guy's healthy, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah, he's missed a lot of time, you know.
Yeah, he missed the entire season last year.
Yeah. And that's one pitcher you can rely on, Santana.
Yeah, when he's healthy.
Yeah.
He looks back to his old form. Not the Minnesota Twins, but his first year, 08, with the Mets.
Yeah.
But hopefully he'll be ready April 5th. And looks like this prospect, Ben Decker, I forgot how you pronounce his name. He looks like he might be the starting center fielder for the Mets. Make his major league debut, but we still got a little more than a week away, so.
Okay.
Hopefully he'll wow them. But, yeah, speaking of something that's nearly 1 week away, WrestleMania. Oh, yeah, you sound like you pumped.
Oh, yeah. Definitely hyped for it, man. I'm going to spend my $80 on it, man.
Yeah, we'll have a special show next week, folks, to preview WrestleMania, the matches.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you our opinions next week. We'll have a special WrestleMania show, the biggest event in wrestling, period. And, of course, it's highlighted. Yeah, it might be of all time. It has a great... Most of the matches are really great. You got, of course, the main event, Rock versus Cena, to determine who's the best against the best ever between the two of them. You have another match, the Triple H versus Undertaker,
mm-hmm.
potentially Triple H's career versus Undertaker's streak.
Yep, that's gonna be.
Yeah, it should be a classic. That's one of the matches that could steal the show next week. But we'll give our previews next week. Also, we got the Jericho versus CM Punk, WWE champion,
yeah,
for the WWE title and the best in the world title.
Mm-hmm.
That's also on the line. Then we have Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. I did some other matches too, but we'll get more into that. Those are the more notable matches of WrestleMania next week.
Yep.
April 1st, April Fool's Day.
A good one.
It will be. So check back for that next week. We got a special WrestleMania.